Now may I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The crowds had been flocking to be baptized by John the Baptist. The whole of the Judean countryside, all the people of Jerusalem, came to the Jordan. So when Jesus approached for baptism, I wonder if it seemed, initially at least to the crowds, rather ordinary. Just another baptism. And in a way, Mark seems to describe it at first in quite a low-key kind of way. Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the book Jordan. Typically succinct, as Mark always is. But of course, this was no ordinary baptism. It was an extraordinary, significant, heaven touches earth, thin place kind of event. As Jesus approached, John the Baptist recognized him as the one for whom he had been preparing the way and preparing people. As the one more powerful than I, he said, I'm not worthy to untie his sandals. So John was puzzled, and he was reluctant to baptize Jesus, saying, as Matthew tells us, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? John's confusion about the baptism was that when he baptized, it was for repentance and the forgiveness of sins. But Jesus was without sin, so his baptism wasn't in that same way about a need for repentance and a need for the forgiveness of sins. So what then was going on? A few thoughts about the significance of Jesus' baptism. Let's begin with the fact that there was a significance, actually, for John the Baptist. I think this must have been the highlight and kind of climax of his prophetic ministry, although we know he continued to point people to Jesus later on. The one from God, the Messiah, the promised one, was here. And John excitedly pointed to Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John's experience of seeing that promise of the Messiah fulfilled reminds us that we can trust God's promises that come to us through Jesus, the big salvation promises of forgiveness and new life and the hope of glory. And John also reminds us that, like him, we are called to point people to Jesus through our words, our actions, our behaviour, as the Saviour who takes away the sins of the world. In this baptism, there was a significance for Jesus personally as he stepped from a private, sheltered life into the public arena. For him, this was an affirmation from the Father for all of his life as he'd lived it so far and for all it would be as he fulfilled the purpose for which he had come, God's plan of salvation for humanity. And so the voice came from heaven, you are my son, the beloved, with you I am well pleased. And I think that affirmation must have encouraged Jesus and strengthened him for all that was ahead. And I guess we can identify with that need for affirmation to encourage us, especially as we prepare for challenging experiences or responsibilities. Those words of blessing for Jesus from the Father are also words of revelation and assurance for us that Jesus is the Son of God. He is Emmanuel, God with us, come as our Saviour, through whom we can be reconciled to God and made children of God. Jesus saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And for this, Jesus was a public commissioning for his saving work, and it was an anointing with the power of the Holy Spirit to fulfill that work as the servant king, emptying himself, offering himself in obedience and humility to the Father, and obedience even to death on the cross. In all of this, there's a significance also for Jesus' followers, and I think especially for ourselves as we stand at a more distant time, able to look back at what happened and at the gospel accounts. As we see Jesus baptized in the Jordan, going down into the water and coming up again, I think it perhaps resonates with us as a symbol of his death and resurrection to come. And it resonates with our own baptism, in which we have gone down into water or been sprinkled with water, and that's a symbol of having died and risen with Christ again to new life. As we see the Spirit descending on Jesus, it's a reminder for us that Jesus baptizes us with the Holy Spirit, as John said he would, to empower us for whatever God is calling us to be and to do in our Christian discipleship. About his baptism, Jesus said, "It is proper in this way to fulfill all righteousness." So he knew that he was doing the right thing by joining with the national movement that was turning towards God, growing amongst the people as they came for John's baptism. Jesus identifies himself in full humanity with us, coming alongside in solidarity with the human condition, with all the joys and sorrows we experience. And we can be comforted and strengthened to know that he's with us through all the hard times in life. And that perhaps rings especially true at the moment with all the issues, the heartache and the problems of the pandemic, the suffering, the sadness and loss it is bringing. Jesus, we can trust, shares our pain, enfolds us in love, guards us and guides us. In Jesus' baptism, there's a revelation of the mystery of God as Trinity. For here we see Father, Son and Holy Spirit all present and active at this unique event. It would be a couple of centuries before the church kind of formally expressed that as a doctrine, this mystery in its creeds and its teaching. But the experience was already there. And then finally, the baptism of Jesus gives us an example to follow. To be baptized as our response of faith, and as Jesus commanded his followers to do. To understand our baptism as a call to humility and obedience, and a commissioning for loving service towards God and other people, and for sharing the good news of Jesus. And I suspect as we follow Jesus' example, we can then be open to receiving God's words of affirmation for ourselves. You are my beloved child, a good and faithful servant. In our Genesis reading, God's creative word brought light into darkness the first day. In Jesus' baptism, that thin place of heaven touching earth, there is a sign of the light of Christ coming into darkness, and the dawning of a new day and a new hope. Amen.